to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up.
Yeah, we're talk radio. Talking with Dave here in New York. Talking, Dave, wouldn't you agree we're talking maybe a little difference in tactics?
Well, I mean, this is a simple opportunity. This is an over no-go. You know, no one can come up to you without your consent.
I agree.
Say, I want to talk to you about so-and-so. Oh, and when they're leaving, and by the way, here's some law. And if you do this, this is going to happen to you. I mean, you should actually call the police at that point and say you've been threatened.
Well, you know, my thought is on it, in a situation like that, don't even agree to talk to them. Just tell them I don't really know anything about them. I'm busy.
The first thing you should always do is you verify who the person, someone knocks at the door,
no.
who are you? Let me see your badge. You may want to call a police officer just to validate that this person is who it is.
I don't know if I'd want to do that because, quite honestly, the cops have become such local little thugs. I'm not sure that'd be a good idea. They'd probably side with the feds, because remember, the feds have been buying off police departments all across this nation for years now with their federal grants. That's why we've got this huge militarization of the police.
Okay, but you don't have to talk to anybody because you have the subpoena. There's no warrant and stuff like that.
That's absolutely right. The best thing to do is just say, sorry, I really don't know anything about them.
Right, and if you and you always want to have your tape recorder going, of course. But what I'm saying is if you do want to cooperate, a lot of citizens want to be cooperative, law-abiding citizens. We all do, but they cannot order you that you cannot say anything about this.
I beg to differ with you, my friend, because it has happened and it does happen. And people who have talked and told somebody or the object of the investigation that somebody's talked to them, they get harassed. There are people who've lost their jobs.
Well, the first thing you do is you go to your attorney and you give him a sworn statement as to what happened, and then you're going to challenge us for constitutionality.
Right,
so the first thing you do is document what happened. Look, I'm not saying that people can't be strong-armed. I'm not saying people can't be bullied. Look, at Charles Manson got other people to do his dirty work, right? So it can be done. But what I'm saying is if that happens, you go to an attorney, you give him this statement, and then you challenge that law for constitutionality as to what happened. Now, anything happens after that, sure, there is harassment after the fact, but at least you have a basis to then proceed on that harassment.
Okay. Dave, thanks. Appreciate the call, my friend.
Right. And I tell everybody out there, don't get strong-armed, don't get bullied, don't get duped. That's why you have to know your Constitution.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. Thanks, Dave. Hey, let's go to Doug in New Hampshire. Hey, Doug, welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Doug James in New Hampshire.
How you doing?
I enjoyed what Dave had to say. I'm glad we have a patriot out there
willing to use the system against the system.
Yeah. A reason I'm calling, you know, I'm a longtime Ron Paul supporter, and I'm, you know, excited, you know, how well he's doing. And I just want to let people know that he'll probably do a lot better than what people expect. I'm in a prosperity program where I'll be coming into monies. And when that happens, you know, Ron Paul won't have any money problems. There are, you know, anywhere between 300,000 and 3 million of us worldwide in 100-plus different prosperity programs. And I would say, generally speaking, all of us want to see a change in government. And all of us, I would say, generally speaking, Ron Paul would be our guy.
You know, you bring up a very good point, and that is if there was enough money floating into not only RBN, but Ron Paul and various other groups.
I would be willing to
groups.
Support you, too.
Well, thank you. I'll take you up on that. But the fact of the matter is, if we had enough money to re-educate enough people so that we had a tipping point of Americans who understood how this republic has been stolen from them, we might have a nonviolent chance at turning things around.
Well, have you ever heard of the 100th Monkey Theory?
Hey, hang on. We got a break coming up.
Okay.
We'll come back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, here, Tim Wingate sitting in for John Stantmiller. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. John is out sick. Tim Wingate sitting in. I want to remind you, I do Seize Liberty from noon to 2 o'clock right here. Same bat channel, not the same bat time, Saturdays, noon to 2 o'clock. Seize Liberty with Tim Wingate and Fred Smart will be on tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Also, my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, some of the same topics and issues that we're dealing with today. We were talking with Doug James, I believe, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you had said, you know, about the money. Have you ever heard about the 100 monkey theory?
The 100 monkey? No, this is a new one. I may have heard it in a different variation, but go for it, you know?
Well, basically, they did an experiment. They gave these monkeys on this island fruit to eat covered in sand, and they found that, you know, they would eat it, and then one monkey started washing it off in the ocean and then ate it, okay? And then what they found is once 100 monkeys started that, all the monkeys all over the world started doing that, even though they didn't, connected with the first island. So it's the 100 monkey theory. Once 100 monkeys know about something, everybody knows about it.
Well,
so,
that's an interesting
truth.
Yeah, that's
so
an interesting
idea.
I think
we're just a, few monkeys short, that's all, you know.
Yeah, a few monkeys short.
You know, we're probably at 90 monkeys and things. Like you say, the other thing that I don't know if you know about, there's a good website that tells the truth. It's called 4winds10.com.
Yes.
FOURWINDS, the number 1010.com. And like I say, the webmaster there is Patrick Bellringer, and there's a lot of interesting articles. And,
all right.
There are articles on these prosperity programs, and there's another thing.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of NESARA? N-E-S-A-R-A.
Yeah, yeah, we've been down
the
NESARA.
The Reformation Act.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for. You know, and that will get rid of the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and a lot of these things you were talking about today.
Okay. Thank
that
you.
That returns us to constitutional law.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling in. We got
you don't believe
phone
in
lines. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on here. Thanks a lot, Doug. Hey, Guy from Arkansas. Hello?
I'd just like to correct that gentleman that was just on about the 100 monkey thing. Actually, it was an observation that after World War II, and they're occupying some of these, I believe it was Japanese islands where these wild monkeys are, that one monkey decided to take sweet potatoes, go to the sea and wash it, and I guess salt it up, and this island had approximately 100 monkeys on it. And, of course, these other islands had other anthropology teams on them, too. And when they got together from time to time, they started talking about, well, what are your monkeys doing? Well, my monkey decided to take a sweet potato over to the sea and wash it. And before you know it, all of our monkeys were doing it. And he says, well, how long ago was that? Well, that was just about a couple months back. And he says, well, you know what? We started noticing the same thing. So the theory on the 100 monkey thing is that consciousness, when it reaches a certain density of population within a certain species, the conscious thought transcends space and time and starts literally affecting all the other similar species. Now, this could answer why they want to divide and conquer all of us, because if we ever did get our consciousness together, as like with the Patriot Movement, well, then that's a moving force that will transcend the world, and it surely is something like RBN and other stations should strive for, is to educate everybody in a certain direction so that it osmosically takes over the populations. Anyway, my real comment today was, you know, with this guy, with the feds knocking at your door, doing an investigation, and, of course, that's the key word, investigation. You ask them, they say, oh, well, I'm from agency XYZ, and we want to, you know, question you about a certain things. Well, you stop them right there. You say, thank you for your time and interest, but, you see, I do not do informal interrogations or investigations. If you want my input, you're going to have to address me by certified mail, return receipt, plus a letterhead, and your questions have to be listed in the letterhead. And I'll respond, you know, maybe I'll respond accordingly. And this way it's on official record. You've got copies. They can't pull no perjury BS on you or skew your information. And that's about all I was going to say today, and you have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you so much, Guy. Appreciate it. You had some good info. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's this issue on consciousness. And, you know, there's the other story, you know, of monkeys in a cage. And I think it's a little bit more apropos. Now, please, don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not dissing on this consciousness thing. But I think one of the problems is we so desperately want to be able to change things, and as he mentioned, through some form of conscious osmosis, rather than actually having to get out and sacrifice, put our boots on the ground, and stand up and make a potential self-sacrifice to say no to the bullies. It's hard. It's confrontational. And quite frankly, not everybody has got the ability to do it. You know, in the war for independence at the United States, well, at the time, just the colonies, roughly only a third fought against the British, a third sided with the British, and a third kind of sat out and to wait and see which way the wind was going to blow. That's the way it is with us here in our country, anytime you have liberty-minded individuals, we are a minority. Independent thinkers are always a minority. The herd is larger than the mavericks. It's the way it is. And you have to decide how you fit into that. Because you also have a personality. You have variations. You have ways of dealing with things. You have your own style. Not everybody's an agitator. Not everybody is the person who gets out in front of the crowd and leads the parade and the protest. Other people like more subtle methods of doing these things. And what I'm suggesting is we can all be activists. Just find your style and do it. Whether it's direct, one-on-one confrontation, whether it's surreptitious, it's anything that you can do. And if it's nothing more than you're the type of person who about all you can do is throw tacks on the road to slow down the tires, you know, stop the tires of the Gestapo cars in the middle of the night as they go to haul people in, then that's what you do. Remember, government and law is nothing more than a majority's imposition on a minority of the way they think things should be, because they want to exploit the resources. And all of our great ideas and great beliefs and all these concepts that we supposedly hold so dear, sometimes they just go right out the window when it's your neck that's on the block. So we have to decide, what do we really believe in and what are we really willing to fight for? I have a little thing on my site. It says that there comes a time in the contest for freedom that the rules must go out the window. One always hopes that the autocrat recognizes resistance by the people as an insistent warning that a preoccupied giant is now arousing. And he is warned not to step upon their rights or else suffer the wrath of unintended consequences. Nemo me impune lacet. No man injures me with impunity. Seize liberty. Carpe libertas. Let's go to, who do we got here? Steve from Wisconsin. Hey, Steve, welcome to the program.
Yes, I had a couple of things I wanted to make mention of. Your topic today reminds me of a couple of things that happened to me 20, 25 years ago, where my neighbors came to me on two occasions and said that there were people showing up at their door asking about me long before this ever happened. And one group was the insurance company. They sent their insurance agents out to ask your neighbors what kind of person you were.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was for a security clearance. Those people came out.
Mm-hmm.
But they were only few people and with express purposes that these...
Well, you could say they're legitimate purposes.
Right. And the thing is, I found that neighbors were only too anxious to give their opinion of you because it gave them a sense of importance.
Uh-huh.
And another last nugget to people that might be in the process of divorce, which I also was. The judge came down with edicts that I felt were totally unreasonable, and a paralegal says to me, they can come up with any kind of judgment you want, but passive resistance, they can't enforce it. There's just too many times that comes up. So I employed the passive resistance and just didn't do it. And it worked marvelously.
I agree. I think passive resistance is non-cooperation. It's one of the best ways of doing this.
People that talk about not shopping for a day, I think the French go on strike for 3 days a year, and it kind of brings the country to its knees. And I think that kind of thing could work pretty effectively if you could get a lot of people unhappy enough.
Yeah, I would agree, and I think Michael was talking, a guy called in and was talking about it, and I've said it before, too. Boycott the airlines.
That'll do it.
You know, but not enough people. See, we've been kind of manipulated into the situation where the cost and the convenience of being able to fly and get someplace fairly quick is so nice, people are willing to give up their rights for that convenience.
Keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got another break coming up. We will be back in 3 minutes here National Intel Report with Tim Wingate sitting in for John Stattmiller. Stick with us. We got more to come. More calls.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, everybody. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for John Stattmiller. You know, the guy we were talking about, a certain amount of passive resistance. And it reminds me of a story that was written by a guy by the name of Eric Frank Russell. And it was called And Then There Were None. And if you try and Google And Then There Were None, you're going to come up with a bunch of other things, Agatha Christie and Spark Notes and a bunch of other things. You got to put in And Then There Were None. Eric Russell probably would bring it up. I'm going to be putting it up on Freedom Shenanigans for you to be able to link to it. I'll put the link up there for everybody to go to. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. And it's a kind of a sci-fi story, but it's about an old Earth long in the future, and people had left Earth, gone off to take care of their own colonies or create their own countries and their own lands, and eventually old Earth forgot about them, and then at some point they rediscovered them. And it's about a very federal spaceship that goes to this other planet and encounters the inhabitants, and the frustration that the feds have because these people are just very peaceful but non-cooperative. And the feds. They got all these rules and all this bureaucracy that stops them, actually, you know, in the story. Of course, in fiction, you can create any scenario you want. And I'm not sure that would actually work with federalism as we know it today. But nonetheless, it's a story about how passive resistance and non-cooperation basically brought the feds to their knees. I would encourage you to check it out. Anyway, so I'll have that up there on Freedom Shenanigans for you. Let's go to John in Florida. Hey, John.
How you doing? I missed the first hour. Anyway, last Tuesday I was I volunteered with the We the People Institute of Florida.
Right.
We did an exit poll in over 10 counties across the state, and I was in Palm Beach County. And I anyway, we did it on the north end of the county and the very south end of the county. What amazes me is Barack Obama had more votes than Hillary, and Mitt Romney had more votes than McCain. But the media tells us that it was the other way around.
Yeah, you know, I have this issue with my personal issue, I guess, with this whole voting thing. You know, do you really have a choice when your choices are limited to Tweedledum or Tweedledee?
Well, we got Ron Paul, but the reason why, if we can catch them in vote fraud,
yeah,
there could be some lawsuits against the supervisors of elections. And,
right. And let's play that scenario out a little bit. You know, the possibilities. Right. We're going to have some lawsuits. We'll have, of course, we've been following the thing in New Hampshire, and we know how the ballots, and I put up on Freedom Shenanigans the Bev Harris video of that. And we know that there's fraud. In fact, we've known there was fraud since the 2000 election.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened because of it?
Nothing yet.
Nothing. Let's be honest. Nothing's happened. You're dealing in different jurisdictions, and then you have to have somebody who's willing and has the ability to file the suit, has the money to make that go forward. You then have to have you go through the whole legal process, and this thing is drawn out to the point where it almost becomes no longer important because, you know, we've already gone through 7-plus years of Shrubb's regime, and where did all the vote fraud issues go from back in 2000? Nowhere. I'm not saying you're wrong to do it. I think it's right to do it. It's right to make the record, absolutely. But we got to come up with something a little bit different, some other plan here, some way of really forcing the issue. If nothing else, it creates the record, so we can convince our neighbors that the system is skewed.
Well, with lawsuits, that would mean the media would have to cover at least a portion of it.
Well, yeah, they might make a record, but just like I was checking out with the Wesley Snipes thing, yeah, the media covered it, but it was so full of invectives and innuendo and insinuation about, you know, he's lucky to get off with this because there are a bunch of tax protesters. They can twist it, and
no,
I'm not saying. Go ahead.
No, they do, and the Palm Beach Post is one of the most disgusting. It would be good in a birdcage, I guess, would be a good scenario.
Good for a birdcage or not good for a birdcage?
Well, so the birds can do their droppings on it.
No. I agree with you as far as that goes. I agree.
But anyway, there's a lot of Ron Paul support now.
Yes.
The results haven't come in yet on this exit poll, but I'm sure in the panhandle, Ron Paul got a lot of support, but the media, the Palm Beach Post doesn't even mention Ron Paul's name.
Hmm.
They put Thompson's name in place of Ron Paul. They really did.
I believe it. Really believe it. We have seen over the last year all kinds of, and I'm not going to call them freedom shenanigans. That's what I talk about, are shenanigans you can do for freedom. These are more tyranny shenanigans. You know, trying to shut down Ron Paul's bid. Because, quite frankly, if you're going to work within the system, he's the best guy we've got
for
that.
I have a question.
Hey, hang on a second. We got a break coming up. John, hang on. We'll carry you over through the break, and we'll get to it in this next segment, okay? All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tim Wingate sitting in for John Stattmiller.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, welcome back, and we're talking with John in Florida. Go ahead, John.
Oh, yeah, the question I have is, John Stattmiller campaigning right now for Ron Paul?
I don't know.
Not for a week.
Oh, he's sick.
Okay.
He's sick.
Well,
why? Do you know something I don't know?
No, it's just a feeling, because he may be campaigning for Ron Paul, because Super Tuesday is just in a few days, you know.
Oh, no, I have it on pretty good authority he's actually ill.
And I haven't heard anything since Ron Paul hasn't been on the air, really, since John hasn't been on the air, about Ron Paul, and all, you know, the propaganda we get here in Palm Beach County is, they don't even mention Ron Paul.
Right. Are you online? Are you a subscriber to any of the Ron Paul emails and newsletters and blogs?
No, I haven't had to be in the past, but,
right.
You know, maybe I should.
Well, it's a good way to keep up to speed with it. I was hoping to have my cohort here, Fred Smart, to call in and give us an update on the Ron Paul conference call that occurs every Thursday night. And I was under the impression Ron Paul was going to be calling in. It's he and his wife Carol's today is their 51st wedding anniversary. Congratulations, to the Pauls.
And I got to shake Ron Paul's hand in Boca Raton after the debate. The meetup group was at the McCormick some it's a real fancy restaurant right there on right across from the university. And he he came over there and gave about a 20-minute speech. And anyways, it was nice. It was nice for him to do that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I can tell you to do this. You can definitely go to let's see here. Well, there's a freedomfellowship.blogspot.com has got information on it concerning that. Also, Quest for Fair Trial and ConcordNH.blogspot.com. My little blog spot there, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, has got links to some of that information as well. There's just a whole bunch of Ron Paul information out there on the web that you can keep up with it. And I do know this, that Ron actually has a chance. And most people look at this and they go, oh, you know, it's like a ice cube in hell. Right? Or snowball's chance.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that it keeps gaining speed, and more people are becoming aware. And even some of the media are grudgingly becoming, at least grudgingly admiring the tenacity that he has and that his supporters have. My concern and fear in all of this is that regardless of how many inroads we make, how much money even Ron Paul gets and is able to then turn that into advertising and educational format and getting the information out there to the people to sway them to go back to a representative Republican form of government that is controlled and constrained by a constitution, the powers that be have got the election fixed anyway.
Oh, I know. This is the most important election in over 100 years. And if we don't get Ron Paul, I don't think we're going to have a country by the end of 2010.
Oh, we'll have a country.
Well, the North American
question
Union
is the kind of country.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. With the Amero, the whole North American Union.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, John. The question that we all have to ask ourselves and we have to think about here is, what do we believe in? What kind of country do we want to have? What kind of an America do we still believe in? Now, some of us, you know, we were raised with believing in, you know, in all the hype or believing, you know, I call it hype now because, you know, maybe I shouldn't call it hype. I mean, I think people sincerely believed it. People fought and died. My father was a World War II veteran. I was very good friends with some Korean War veterans, actually. One of the guys who helped me with one of my earlier incarnations, if you will, in ministry and publishing was a Korean War veteran. And these people loved this country and thought they understood what it stood for. But slowly, things have been changing. And much like at the time of the war between the states, where you had a question not only of states' rights and of tariffs and of power, centralized power in the federal government, but you also had the moral question of whether slavery was right or wrong. We're coming to a place in this country where we have a moral dilemma facing us as to whether or not we still philosophically and morally believe in the individual and the individual's right to control an elected group of people that they give their power of attorney to for temporarily to make things happen as a group rather than, you know, like trying to herd cats. And this is what the biggest battle that we have. And see, Ron Paul is one of these, he's on the cutting edge. He's somebody, in some ways, he's a throwback to classic constitutionalism. You know, he talks about the Constitution almost as if it was, you know, holy writ. These people haven't believed in that for decades. They believe the Constitution's a living document and that we can change the meanings of the words anytime we want to. So therefore, infringed doesn't mean infringed anymore.
Yeah.
And this is part of the issue. You know, we used to ask the question, I used to sell a T-shirt that says, what part of shall not infringe don't you understand? Well, they understand it perfectly well because they've just changed the meaning of infringed to meaning, well, infringed means just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of infringement isn't infringing. And this is exactly what's going on in this country. This is why Ron Paul, his candidacy, is so important because he's raising these constitutional issues. He's raising these moral issues and the division. And quite frankly, I think we need to impel, we need to compel division in this country. A division in what this country is going to be and what this country is going to stand for.
What would help if people actually got, more people got involved in their states with these exit polls would help.
Yes, in fact, I would encourage everybody out there to get in touch with your local Ron Paul organization. There's meetup groups. You can get with meetup groups online. You just Google meetupgroup.com. You can go to the Ron Paul websites. Just Google Ron Paul. You got a whole bunch of Ron Paul websites available. Vote Ron Paul. There's plenty of information. You can volunteer and get involved and. Just even the simplest non-confrontational way of doing things, folks, get some flyers and go around your neighborhood and just stick them on the doorknobs.
Well, here in Florida, the media has told us that Ron Paul is a dead issue. I mean, that's what they basically said.
Well, because the media is trying to propagandize people into inactivity. And the fact is, Ron Paul isn't a dead issue.
I agree. ProjectVoteCount.com is one of the websites that was involved with this, and this is one of the flyers that I was handing out, at the exit poll.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Folks, we got some open lines here. If you'd like to get in before the end of the program, 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, I'm going to move on. You know, we touched on this thing, and I alluded to it about Homeland Security. And Michael was talking a little bit about, if I remember correctly, he was talking a little bit about the TSA, you know, Transportation Security Administration. Well, apparently, they have a blog that you can register your complaint on, and the blog is www.tsa.gov/blog. And it comes down, you know, are you frustrated with airport security lines? You sure those screeners aren't paying attention or they're being bullies? You're wondering why your grandma always gets frisked? You got some gripes you want to make? Well, you can go there. And so far, apparently not a lot of people know about it because they haven't been getting a whole lot of complaints. And the thing is, you know, some people say it probably won't do anything. Some people say it will. I say, why not? Why not lodge a complaint, write a story, tell them that you don't appreciate their behavior? Because if nobody resists and nobody reacts, then nothing will change. And that's one of the issues that we've got. Now, we started off dealing with the question, is Homeland Security really messing up Homeland Security? And I want to mention to you, if you go to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, I have a link on there with a story with that question, is Department of Homeland Security a threat to Homeland Security? And it details about Homeland Security being involved in, yes, we've heard it before, drug smuggling. And this is a story that is being suppressed by the mainstream news, the old news. Why isn't this being covered? This is kind of blowing this thing wide out in the open. And the ramifications, you know, you got Giuliani and Bush and McCain and all these guys who always want to go back to 9-1-1, 9-11. You know, they got that 9-11 Tourette's. Well, you can take this thing and go back and go, wait a minute, maybe Homeland Security was the problem. Go check out the article. I think you'll find some information on there. Listen, we got another caller in here, Desi from Maryland. How you doing?
Real good, sir. Nice to talk to you, Tim. Listen, I've got a pet peeve with these federal agents doing investigations, knocking on neighbors' doors and this type of thing. And that pet peeve directly attributes to 18 U.S.C. 1001. And a lot of people aren't familiar with that law, but basically that says that if you lie to a federal agent, it's a felony.
The Martha Stewart law.
There you go. You got it. That's a felony. 5 years. And everybody's got immunity. The judge's got immunity. The politician's got immunity. The prosecutor's got immunity. Everybody's got immunity except the little old guy down the street who answers the door to the federal agents. And so people need to realize that when they answer questions and they find out, the federal agents find out at a later time that you lied, and it may be unwillingly, that they could technically charge you with a felony.
Yeah.
And people seem like it's the thing to do to talk to federal agents, you know, we got to help the government and they're there for our good and everything else. There's a time that I used to believe that. I don't believe it anymore.
Good for you. We need more people like you to realize government is the problem.
The way to deal with them is to ask them for a written document that grants you prosecutorial immunity, which is also known as a blanket immunity, for a Section 1001. And you want to watch their jaw drop because you're not supposed to know about 1001. That's their little secret little thing that they use, and you're not supposed to be aware of it. You're supposed to be a dumb slave just paying your taxes. And once you raise that issue, all of a sudden you'll get a whole lot more respect.
That's excellent information. Let's do this again for everybody. What is the USC? Is it 18 USC?
1001.
18 USC 1001.
If anybody's interested, all you have to do is Google search and put in that search bar, lying, which is spelled L-Y-I-N-G, lying to federal agents. And you'll have more hits on how how not to lie.
How not to lie to them or how not to talk to them. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. And all
almost
legal...
better not to talk to them, wouldn't you agree?
That's exactly right. And there's a lot of verses in Proverbs and Psalms about keeping your mouth shut.
Yep.
And a lot of people just don't believe it and don't know how to do that.
You know, one of my favorite variations is one my father used to say a lot, and that is, best to be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and prove it.
Yes, sir. So, and that's all I wanted to bring to your attention and to your listeners' attention. So good
Thank
night,
you,
sir.
Thank you, Desi. Appreciate it very much.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For calling in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, obviously, you know, this has hit a nerve. Many of us don't like being leaned on by the feds and even the local police. And you know, I bring up the local police a lot because, you know, I've had family members that have been involved with police investigations. And here's a real simple way on how to know when your local police are lying or when government agents are lying. You know what that is? Their lips are moving. Literally. These people can lie. And Desi brought up the issue. They can lie to get you to give them information. But if you lie in the information that you give them, they can prosecute you under a felony. Now, excuse me, but it seems to me they're supposed to be our servants. And government and laws exist to serve we the people, not the other way around. And bitching and moaning and crying and complaining about it isn't going to change anything, folks. It's only going to change and stop when either,
And I'm not even sure going to court's the way to do it, because it takes bucks to make that happen. It takes money to go to court. And a lot of times, as one of the other callers put out, they've got immunity. You can't, they've got sovereign immunity from being, you know, hassled, taken to court and prosecuted on these issues. They can't be convicted. They can't be fined. All it is it's an inconvenience on their part. At a certain point, what is it going to take, folks, for people to start to stand up and say, enough's enough? The bullies need to be taken care of. I don't know. I don't have that answer. But I'll tell you what, when you've got Homeland Security being involved in drug smuggling, and then they have the audacity to come after and hassle other people, we're dealing with hypocrisy here. The worst kind of hypocrisy of all. We need to learn what we can do to fight this corrupt system. Hey, we got a last segment coming up here. After this break, I'll be back. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. It's still got an open line. If you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I'll take your call. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeley's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here,
sitting in for John. John, I hope you get better. Man, we've missed you this week. You've got a little way of doing things that's a little bit different from all the rest of us, and we miss you, so get better, my friend. Nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, I did actually do it like I said I was going to, up on freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. I put up that link for you to that wonderful story by Mr. Russell, there, Eric Frank Russell, And Then There Were None. It's a great, great story. And I just, you know, it's easy. You can read it online if you want to copy it and, you know, cut and paste and put it into your computer, whatever you want to do. It's up there. It's a good story. It's something to make you think about the use of passive resistance in resisting this federal fascism that is coming on us. If more people did, actually, you know, this is one of the things that kind of gets me going is I wish we had more of a French mentality when it came to resisting. Like one of the callers said, it seems like they have a work strike, you know, one or two times a year. What would happen if we all just said, that's it? You know, we're taking a few days off. We're not buying. We're not selling. We're not doing anything. We're just going to sit and we're going to have rallies. And, you know, remember we had all those illegal immigrants that were rallying? Well, why don't we rally against the feds? You know, and maybe we don't even need to have big gatherings. Maybe just, you know, a blue flu, as they call it. You know, when sometimes police, firefighters, or other public employees decide that, well, they can't strike, but they all call in sick. Maybe we need some kind of a blue flu type of thing to go on here to get a message to the federal fascists that we're sick and tired of what they're doing. And, you know, the question, you go, well, why are you railing so hard? You know, I'll tell you why. Something really, really simple. I've got it up there on the blog spot, and I call it Maura Shrub's Lying. Remember in his lying to the union message? 24 hours after he was talking about having clean coal and, you know, we need to use our technology for clean coal. They drop the plan for a clean coal project. Yeah. He said, and I quote, "Let us fund new technologies that can generate coal power while capturing carbon emissions." And what they decided to do is they pulled the plug on Future Gen Project. It was a coal plant that was going to be the cleanest fossil fuel-fired power plant in the world. And this affects Americans. This affects people in Illinois who are hoping to have this project come up. It's unbelievable. Why am I so hard on this? Because they're a bunch of fascist, hypocrite liars. And that's not what this country is supposed to be about. So, folks, be strong. Hang in there. Seize liberty. Fight on. We're not giving up. We're not backing down. And Nemo me impuneless set. No man injures me with impunity. I'm going to fight back. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back. Listen to me tomorrow. We'll be on Seize Liberty. Noon to 2 o'clock here on RBN. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.